Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 24th of December, 2025. That means today is Christmas Eve. That means yesterday was Christmas Adam. I thought I would spare y'all with the joke yesterday. Joining me in studio this morning is Crystal Darling Sargent. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. Now, I don't know how I feel after that joke, though.
Listen, I got another joke for you. Y'all want an easy, quick Christmas gift to give this year? Listen, when you see the Bahamian women, when you see these women in the Bahamas today, you will notice that 95% of them have their Christmas hair on already. Yeah. You give them a compliment. You give them a compliment and watch the smiles. Watch the smiles and the joy emanate from them. Give a compliment this season. Kindness is a perpetual energy machine. Just give a little kindness. I want to say thank you to the U.S. Embassy for this wonderful Christmas gift from the Ambassador Herschel and Mrs. Julie Walker at the Embassy of the United States of America. I want to say thank you very much. Crystal, you could take a look at it. This may be the only gift I get this year. So y'all don't be upset if I swear allegiance to the United States of America. You know, this may be the only gift I get this year.
Nice.
Anyway, we're supposed to start the show. You're on the clock with Kalika Green, right? See, I take the first name, not the last name.
Kalika.
You know who Kalika is?
No, I do not.
Because you don't know who Kalika is? Kalika is Sawyer Boy girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
You know Sawyer Boy TV?
Yes.
The TV show?
Yes, absolutely.
Kalika is Sawyer Boy girlfriend, and she have magical powers. Like, if she even dream or suspect he thinking, you don't even have to be looking at or around women, but if she suspect he thinking about another woman, she pop up on the scene like I Dream of Jeannie.
Okay.
That's how I can be tonight when Sawyer Boy is opening for Gary Owen at the Jazz Bar at Bahama.
Oh, wow.
Doors open at 8 p.m. I could be like a Kalika, except when Kalika show up, I disappear.
So that's the spot tonight.
Yeah, well, that's one of the spots tonight.
One of the spots.
I'm sure there's plenty places to go, things to do. And I ain't trying to take anybody, patrons, right? Like, I ain't trying to pull people from your event. Mm-hmm. But come on now. Sawyer Boy opening for Gary Owen, right? And I hope he has an opportunity, like when he did his feature-length performance, I think this summer, earlier this year. I hope he has, August actually, later in the summer, the opportunity to display a lot of the characters that he brings. My favorite is Fat Chris. And I hope that Sawyer Boy has, I think, like a Christmas special, Sawyer Boy TV and Charlie Bahama. They got a Christmas special running on cable. I want to see Fat Chris at Christmas. I want to know how Miss Sawyer can keep Fat Chris out her house for Christmas. He could smell everything going on in there. In fact, I want to know if the RBPF pick up Fat Chris for Crystal, you laughing, man. You ain't see the episode.
I really don't know. Like,
you don't know what I'm talking about? You ain't see the episode.
I don't know the characters. I do not know.
They thief Sawyer Boy car.
Okay.
And Sawyer Boy spend all day and all night looking for his car. You know who helped him find his car? Fat Chris. Why? Because Fat Chris smell Sawyer Boy car on the Doritos they find on the side of the road.
Oh,
display
wow.
is a forensic expert.
What a complex, story.
What a complex character. Fat Percy 10. Display is 10
Doritos. Wow.
10 going on 25. I got a text here that says, Erin, I love hearing Crystal, one of my favorite eye-opener hosts on this Christmas Eve. And they say, I see her nice hair. Beautiful. You got on your Christmas hair, Crystal?
I like Christmas hair.
There you go. There you go. They all
it's
out,
different.
They all out here in their Christmas hair. And don't be away. That's an easy gift, a compliment. Bring a smile to somebody's face. The texter says, tell Crystal, watch out for them bad drivers this Christmas. I just passed 2 accidents this morning.
Yeah, we are noted.
We are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? Because drunk driving is...
Fortunately, I didn't see as much traffic on the road. Like, I was on the road every day this week. Today was like slower than usual. Monday was the heaviest traffic, obviously, because of the giveaways and everything. But today, it was this morning in the daytime. It's not that bad. But I know this evening it's going to get really busy. So be very vigilant. Be vigilant in general. Mm-hmm. But like, especially a lot of people shopping, a lot of bad actors are going to be out there, you know, lurking around. And so just make sure secure your stuff.
Well, let's start.
And also, for those who are thinking about doing something devious, lead us not into temptation.
Okay. So let's start there. Some Christmas safety tips, right?
Mm-hmm.
First things first, if you are purchasing items, if you're purchasing large items, right? First of all, travel in pairs, at least 2 mm-hmm. or more people. If you can, leave a person with the vehicle while you go in to do shopping. If you've left, good. So you're making multiple stops at multiple locations, right? If you could leave somebody in the vehicle, that will likely deter, mm-hmm. right, a thief from trying to break into your car. If you're making heavy purchases, if you're spending hundreds of dollars on individual items, mm-hmm. try to get those items to a secure location as quickly as possible. This idea that you put your things in the trunk works for people who are just peering into cars and looking for quick snatch. Mm-hmm. But once they break into your car, it's very easy to find the trunk release, right? It's so easy to open the trunk once they get in the car. So take things home as quickly as possible. Don't go shopping and leave your laptop in your car.
Don't put your laptop in your car.
If you are working, you gotta go home and drop those things home.
Yeah.
Or leave that at work and see if you could come back for it another day.
Or make sure it's not in sight, in plain sight. That's the next thing. No.
I know
honestly,
what you're saying.
Because, you know, you walk past a lot of cars, you know, you can't see something that is not, you know,
visible.
So,
but
yeah.
Let's take it a step beyond that. Organize your day so you don't have extra things.
Or leave it
with
at
you,
the office.
Right, when you go in shopping.
That's an option too.
Right?
Yeah, don't risk it. Just don't risk it. Leave it at the office, leave it at the house. Do not... And make sure to be aware of your surroundings. There's a lot of drama and action. There's a lot of action on the streets today.
Now, I talk about when you're driving a car, you must be aware of what's happening around you 360. Not just in the front of you, mm-hmm. but 360, right? That requires you to be able to hear. You have to use your ears as well as your eyes to do that. So at Christmas time, though, we tend to put our windows up mm-hmm. to avoid the snatch and grab. Mm-hmm. Right, so you can put your window up. You don't have to seal the car up entirely. Leave a tiny gap, small enough so no one can put their hand in the vehicle, mm-hmm. but wide enough so you can hear oncoming emergency vehicles. Mm-hmm. You could hear the screeching of tires behind you, right? And you can hear other indicators that perhaps an accident is about to happen mm-hmm. or something is required of you on the road. You have an obligation to the drivers behind you as well as an obligation to the drivers in front of you. Mm-hmm. The obligation to the drivers in front of you, at most, don't run into the back of them. The obligation to the drivers behind you, don't obstruct traffic. Don't decrease your speed in a manner that's likely to cause an accident, or because you see somebody selling something on the side of the road, and you don't think it's worth it to circle around, you can stop right there in the middle of the road, right? Your obligation is also to the drivers behind you. But watch this. When you're driving, the obligation to the car in front of you and the obligation to the car behind you is greater than any obligation that you may have to a car approaching the intersection. So many drivers are coming to a complete stop just because a car is approaching the intersection. They haven't even breached it yet. Now, mind you, we understand why, because a lot of y'all have just stopping at stop signs.
Yes, yes, yes.
A lot of y'all have just stopping at stop signs.
Sometimes, just let them go, especially if you see them speeding. Like, you have to be extra careful and
let's use pedantic language. Not sometimes just let them go.
You have to.
Sometimes.
Unless they will hit you.
Sometimes your obligation is to prevent the accident as opposed to maintain the right of way. And I think the language is very important.
Yes, yeah.
It's not that you let them go.
That's a better way to put it.
Your obligation is to prevent or avoid an accident. Right?
Avoid.
As opposed to maintain the right of way. You're not relenting any of your authority.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're using your authority to prevent an accident.
And also horns work, you know.
Oh, you know what
if
else?
They know they're doing something they're not supposed to be doing. You use
blow
the horn.
Horn.
You blow the horn, and they will.
To avoid an accident,
so that they know that. So they know that you see them, but they need to slow down because they're not taking away your rights today.
Right, or they're not going to cause an accident. Today, right? And so they're the people who cause accidents.
God forbid they're on their phones.
And then there are the people who prevent accidents. Here's another safety tip. You see them headsets that the police been giving out to drivers so they don't hold their cell phone in their hand? Don't use them while you're driving.
What do you mean?
You're going to put earbuds.
It's only one. Is it the one? Or is it two?
You're going to put earbuds in your ear.
It's just one, right?
While you're driving. Yeah. See, here's the thing. Often, when you get that citation for driving without due care and attention, many people think, it will only be applied if I'm driving with my cell phone in my hand.
No.
Right? You could be hands-free.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Imagine you have a camera in your car. A lot of people have cameras that internal, so it's like selfie mode, and external, they're pointing out. So you have an accident, and the police review your own footage to show that, you were hands-free, but you were also obviously distracted because you were looking at the camera. Or you were talking to somebody and not watching the road properly, right? And so you could get hit with driving without due care and attention for a multitude of reasons, right?
Yeah, very true.
Get the proper hands-free setup in your car if you can. And if you feel like you have an addiction, many of us have an addiction to our phone. You know what I do? I put my phone in my back pocket while I'm driving, right? With my seatbelt on and my keys on my side. It's virtually impossible to get to my phone safely while I'm driving.
Wow, my Bluetooth, I have a Bluetooth, gizmo in my car. So you can just press the certain buttons. You don't have to look at it. You just,
you can voice control it.
Yeah, it's very simple. So the gadgets that help you be hands-free off your phone in your car, they help so much.
Yeah, get them.
Those are the more important things.
We got some headlines to touch on, but I want to invite people to use the show to send their birthday greetings out to their loved ones, to their friends, to the Commonwealth, to the Bahamas, while we get into some headlines. You see I'm in my cami today, right?
I see it.
I hear the Junkanoo people them.
Is this the Christmas? This your version of Christmas?
This my In the Bush Christmas cami.
In the Bush Christmas cami.
Where the Christmas trees
Where's
are?
Where's your Christmas hat? Where's your Christmas like?
It on, miss. You can't see it. This is my Christmas cami.
Okay.
I could be in the bush where the Christmas. You think I could pick up a whole tree and put it inside my house? That's a bunch of madness. I'm going to have Christmas in the bush where the Christmas tree is.
I think that's more sustainable.
You don't think so?
I love that. I love that for you. I love that for us.
You coming?
That's great. No, I mean us as a country.
You're coming in the bush.
Like, yeah, no, I won't be in the bush. I will be in my house.
So one of the questions.
I wasn't built for the bush.
One of the questions for the audience is, how do you do Christmas, right? We opening up the lines today, baby Jesus birthday greetings. Mm-hmm. For anybody whose birthday on Christmas at this time of the year, send them their birthday greetings, because usually their birthdays get hogged up and overlooked by the Christmas season. And people go, I didn't have the money to give you a gift.
So you get your double gift.
Well, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, you get a double gift, right? But I just read a story by someone who's like, you know, am I in the wrong for being upset that I participate in like a little birthday club? Mm-hmm. And when it's your birthday, we pitch in, we do something mm-hmm. nice and special. But my birthday is almost on Christmas.
So they get that Secret Santa birthday gift.
Yeah, so they don't, nobody does anything.
Yeah, nothing extra
for them. They don't put money together.
That's terrible.
My niece's birthday is in December, midway through.
Yeah.
And so we...
No, that's not bad.
But yeah,
but I mean, for the people whose birthday, like on Christmas Eve and Christmas,
you don't get nothing.
Sorry, y'all.
And then everybody could make you feel bad. Would you compete with the baby Jesus? Right.
Can't compete with Jesus.
You can't be jealous of the baby Jesus.
You can't compete with Jesus.
That can't work. So we have a text here that says, have a wonderful Christmas Eve and Christmas Adam. Because who came first? Adam, made Adam first. They made Adam first, Christmas Adam, and then the next day is Christmas Eve.
Christmas Adam over. So, Christmas
Eve. It finished over. Gentlemen, they didn't tell you all yesterday was your day. They didn't tell
you. Yeah, it was their day. Give Eve something, please.
They give Eve everything, Crystal. They put the whole burden of the world. They put all of the sin on Eve.
Exactly.
They
give her too much negative stuff. Come on.
All right. So headline, police unveils comprehensive security plan ahead of Junkanoo. That's yesterday's Nassau Guardian. And in today's Tribune, headline, no licensed firearms allowed at Junkanoo. RBPF declare restricted area downtown and merchants told to use plastic cups only, right? Police are tightening the security net around Friday's Boxing Day Junkanoo parade, banning licensed firearm holders from bringing handguns downtown.
I missed the plastic cup thing.
So that's right here. It's just in the tagline.
So they're saying...
They're saying when you're serving beer, mm-hmm. plastic cups only.
So
no bottles, and I think no cans. You're just serving in cups only.
Okay.
And if you're coming out, you can't bring a glass.
And we did have an incident, was it last Christmas or Christmas before last, where there was a glass bottle fight or somebody threw some glass bottles and it... I understand.
Yeah. And that's reasonable. I don't have a problem with that.
It is.
Now, when we're going to read from the Guardian article here, there's some very interesting information. So the RBPF will be assisted by a private security firm to cover the 2025 Boxing Day Junkanoo Parade as the force looks to enforce its comprehensive plan that will include body scans and a preemptive sweep of the areas.
Why a private security?
So... I don't necessarily have a problem with them hiring additional security for this specific location, for this specific event, because remember, we're going to have to have police everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is it because of a shortage or...
I'm not sure if it's a shortage or the decision is to, as opposed to deploying all, filling all the spots with officers at this one event, you're going to need to deploy officers across the island.
Okay.
But my concerns, there are some concerns,
That does hint a shortage, though.
Right. Well, I mean, and that's noted. The Minister of National Security has indicated that they are having very low recruitment numbers, right?
Across the board.
But for me, so here's my concern. You're hiring a private security firm, but that doesn't mean that the staff, the security officers, have the same powers.
Okay, they do not have the same powers, but they. I'm concerned about if they have the same quality of training. That's the more important thing, right, because, do they know how to handle a situation, if it gets, and they are the only ones there at that time, do they know the appropriate way to address? I suppose they would have had training, but, I feel like this should have been something that was, more clearly... explained in depth to make people feel more secure, because... There are several vulnerabilities that come along with hiring private people rather than...
To provide a public service.
Provide a public service rather than the enforcement officers. They don't have the same level of power, like we said. And then also I feel like the accountability would be different too,
Here's a text. It says, why not the defense force? Why not add defense force officers to the...
We have other law enforcements,
Not customs.
We'd be able to...
Immigration. Immigration's training is more similar.
Different law enforcement who might have been able to chip in.
Because here's my thing. I don't want you body slam me and talk about ICE police. Because you ain't police.
But is this more expensive or cheaper than using... What was I going to say? Than paying some... Because if you get other law enforcement, then that's more government spending, right? Because you have to pay them for that. If you get the private firm, is it cheaper or more expensive for the government to be paying for
the security firm that you're working for? We know that you vetted them. I'm sure that there were requirements in terms of training. Show us the level of training that your officers receive, right? But you also have to make sure it's not one of these security firms that make their staff work 12-hour shifts, treating them like uniformed officers when obviously they could not be. When obviously they could not be any part of any uniform force in this country, but still some employers treat them like that, make them work 12-hour shifts, even though we had a recent court ruling.
I won't even start to talk about shifts, because some companies and industries abuse workers. And from what I have been told by people who I know work in these industries and at these places, they are not abiding by the labor laws. Some people are beyond, I don't want to say reproach, beyond the law.
The
labor laws don't apply.
Not be being applied properly, but B, the affected staff members may not be aware of all of the legal options available to them to address the breaches. In many instances, these jobs are taken up by people in economic desperation. Mm-hmm. So we have people who have either been deported or they have returned themselves to the country, who people who, through the nature of their birth, have not been able to secure acknowledgement of citizenship. And so they haven't been able to get a degree.
Yes,
they have to rely on these types of jobs.
Challenges.
And they are less likely to report, right? These types of breaches.
But abuse and exploitation all around, my goodness.
Which is not acceptable any time of the year. But for goodness sake, treat your staff properly at Christmas.
Yeah, please.
Let's go to the text line. It said, why a private firm and not the defense force? Greetings to you, Aaron Junkanoo Green, from Elutra. Thank you, Elutra. But look here, you're from
Elutra. That's the island of my people.
You could call me Mosquito Green, because I'm from Elutra, too.
Oh, what? That means we cousins, Aaron.
I'm from JC.
Oh, you're from JC. I'm from Governors. Well, technically, Cupid's Key, but Palmetto Point as well. I have two sides of my family.
You're from Palmetto Point?
Yeah.
Where you been to produce it?
My mother's side of the family is Palmetto Point. My father's side is Cupid's Key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't play Stevie S often on my show, right? But Stevie S have some songs about family islands. And I think Stevie S have maybe the only song about Palmetto Point. I mean, there may be one more or two more. They don't get as much acclaim, right?
Yeah.
But, man, I love Elutra.
Elutra is amazing.
Pick up Elutra.
Amazing.
Gregory Town.
Yeah, shout out to
Elutra. Corrin Island.
Shout out to all my family in Elutra.
Spanish Wells,
the
Methodist,
the Thompsons, the Saunders.
You ain't got no pineapple in your family? Miss, you ain't got no sugarloaf pineapple in your family?
No.
Anyway, when I apply for Lutra citizenship, I'm gonna bring my test. I have Sugarloaf in my blood.
I think I may have too. Yeah, got to.
All right. So to your point, Crystal, mm-hmm. a number of texts. Why not Defense Force officers?
Yeah.
Why not reservists
mm-hmm.
as well for the parade itself?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they say they know that there's lots of reservists. And so there are lots of questions to be asked, man. And I don't think it's unreasonable.
So this is only Boxing Day then. So what are they going to do in New Year's?
They're probably going to do the same thing for New Year's. But mind you, they'll have about, 6 days? Or they'll have about 4 days, three to four mm-hmm. days to make an assessment of the performance of the security firm with the police force. And then they make a determination of whether they need to go to Plan B,
mm-hmm.
right, or a new strategy.
Yeah.
See, anything else? The body scans thing now. That's the thing for me. First of all, how many body scan machine y'all have? Where will they be dispersed? Is the body scan selective, like it's subjective, right? The mm-hmm. the determination, it's the discretion of the officer guarding that point to determine whether you need a body scan. Y'all have Cy Zandra's body scan? Don't laugh. You don't have Cy Zandra's. Be a Cy Zandra's in this town. You have Cy Zandra's body scan. See, when you kind of pushing in on my right to privacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then people say, but Aaron, it's junk and news. You in the public? Yes, I'm in the public, right? But now you telling me you don't just want to search my, you don't just want to do the light tap search to see if I have an object in my pocket. You mm-hmm. want to scan my body, right? And so people say, Aaron, you don't understand the technology. 7,500 people don't understand the technology.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, right, when I get there, you're going to tell me that I can't go in if I don't concede, accept the body scan,
mm-hmm.
right? You need to put that in law? Is a body scan required if there are other measures available to search? If I refuse the body scan, do I now need to be willing to allow you to do a physical search, a tap, 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 tap search?
I guess they already did all the logistical, I thought they already thought of all the logistical challenges that they may face, but that's also it's going to take a lot of time. So and we already know these
You said something about logistics?
Logistics.
And the government?
I'm being positive and just assuming that, they probably
I think they may have thought about it, but I think we have not taken seriously the extent to which you have to test out your systems.
We need logistical training.
You see,
for a lot of government departments,
not just government,
ministries,
private sector as well.
I mean, that's on them, but I mean, as far as we're concerned, for the country itself, we need more logistical planning because, it's kind of like throwing it out there in the wind. A lot of times when we're making decisions for these big things, we know that we have issues. So I don't know if this is in response to a lot of issues that happened in the past, but every year we've seen that we need more police presence, right? Or security presence. There's Junkanoo in June. There's summer festivals. There's so much things that you can... It doesn't matter. This is where you test out.
This is where you test out the system
and see how well it works and says, okay, now if we multiply this crowd by three, how can we find that this work? How could we get this to work effectively, right? So this is the type of thing like forward thinking, forethought, foresight.
Because let me tell you all something, NJC, y'all coming in rough. Like I told you all before, I give the JCNP plenty chafing, and I finished JCNP.
But the parades take forever to start. And anyway, let me not get there.
Let's talk about it.
Let's not go there.
NJC, first issue was the ticket sales.
Mm.
How many first days y'all gonna need to provide an effective ticketing system,
mm-hmm.
right? Have you accepted what you're telling us is, listen, we're not actually going to build out the system for purpose. Mm. We're not going to build out the system to handle the max capacity days because it's only 2 days. We don't care. If it jam up, we don't care. We're not spending the money required to give you the system that's actually required. Mm. Right? Like, is that what's happening? Because how many years are we going to have the first system shut down on the first day of ticket sales? Right? So that's the first strike. Second strike is you announce this grand festival. You have a new model. You have a bill that accompanies the new model, or the new model that accompanies the bill. And you are 3 days in. In fact, you're not even 3 days in, because the article came out on the 17th and the first day of the festival was the 18th. And you're announcing that you're postponing all of the major events for the latter half of January because you didn't realize the cultural calendar was so full. See, if you had told me wind, I would have believed you, because the wind was winding.
Once again.
These last couple
of days.
Once again,
logistics. And even the day before, you can see, and I know the weather is something that, even though we have a lot of these models and these radars and everything, the weather is still very unpredictable. So I get that. I could give you that.
But that's not the answer they gave.
No. But you actually can see, like, a week ahead, 2 weeks ahead, what the weather's going to be like. We do it all the time with boating in the maritime industry. We all look ahead and we say, oh, there's a storm coming from there in the next week. Let's dial it back, and then we'll leave the port later on. We're not going to go diving today because it's low visibility. We know these things. Mm-hmm. We can do these things. So the wind and the water, we know. We can look at that ahead, right? You can look on the forecast. So,
but that wasn't the reason why.
I think it's once again boils down to like logistic and strategy, because it's just like there's no, and I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, it's seemingly no proper strategic planning. Like we need more intentional to be able to advertise it. Mm-hmm. Where people could get it, because so many people, I don't even know that was happening. You know, you've taken money out your own pocket.
Yeah, event organizers are not investing in what is required for effective marketing.
And then the vendors you can't be throwing them left, right, and center, because they have strict timelines, their bookings for different events, and they probably already put off a lot of other things because they said, oh my gosh.
And in many instances, the entry fee for vendors is so exorbitant that the organizer could not expect the vendor to also take on marketing of the event.
Exactly.
There's all kinds of logistics involved.
Yeah,
and then
you're harming your business like that, or your name, your reputation, because people will say, the good vendors and everything, we're not coming back to this. Mm-hmm. We're not doing this anymore because you guys threw us off. I lost X amount of dollars, especially if they're entrepreneurs, you know, and they're small businesses, which many of them would be.
Yeah.
They're struggling, you know?
Absolutely. And so I think this Christmas season has been plagued by a lack of organization, a lack of visibility in the space. People don't know what other people are doing. A lot of people don't care what other people are doing.
Yeah.
And you are actually, it's detrimental to your own business, your lack of focus on your competitors and what else is happening in the market. We got a text here that says, I think a body scan machine is very invasive. And is that data being saved and harvested? I think that's a good question as well. I think Well, Crystal, we ask people to call in and tell us how they're doing Christmas this year, and to send out Christmas greetings. I wonder what they're talking about. Let's look in the paper and see what they're talking about wherever they is listening. Like I said, this story, government owing BISX $1 million in unpaid fees. Let me just tell you all something. If you were expecting a gift from me, let me just tell you, it's possible. It's possible. It could be very, very unlikely, like virtually not likely at all. Mm-hmm. But it's possible the government owe me some money and I can't afford to give you your gift. It's possible. They owe BISX all this money. They could owe me money too. I don't know.
They owe a lot of people money.
Government owing BISX $1 million in unpaid fees. The government owes the Bahamas International Securities Exchange a quote unquote material $1 million in unpaid fees for the listing and trading of its debt securities dating back over the past 3 years, Tribune Business can reveal. I think it's kind of simple. The government has to focus on moving at the pace of its own policies. See, when you don't show up, when the person doesn't show up for the appointment for me at the office, nobody really cares. It's just my life.
Yeah. Once again, strategic planning, right?
It's just my life.
Yeah.
But when you, the government, don't meet your own timelines that you set for yourself, it is detrimental to your work. And your work is all about our lives. Mm-hmm. It is detrimental to our survival. Anyway, y'all hear that music? That's the break. We go into the break. When we get back, I wanted to talk about the Fox Foundation distribution, and I want to talk about charitable events like that in general when we come back. You guys, stay tuned. You're on the clock. Somebody say with Junkaloo Green, that's safer than Kalika. If that woman hear me calling her name, problems in the camp. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere, you make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Just a couple of quick notes before we get back into the show. Johnny Cake and Shine, I need y'all to lead a band of merry musicians. Get Zoltan Johnson and DJ Overdose and grab all of them, twin them, and my friend Shanice with Ugly Man, the song Ugly Man, grab all of them. We need some new Christmas classics because you see that one, Jesus is Christmas?
Yeah.
That's a Bahamian Christmas classic. But we need some new... We need some new Christmas.
We need some new Bahamian Christmas fusion.
Yeah, man. Oh, Lord, I get a text from Kalika Friend.
The mixtape.
I get a text from Kalika Friend. Oh. Say, morning, Junkanoo Green. Who that bougie guest is? She don't know Kalika. She don't know Fat Chris. Tell him his wink at Sawyer Boy and she'll know who Kalika is dead quick. Say, this Kalika Friend. This is the one who was pot ahead. This is the one who... You ain't see the skit... With Kalika and her best friend, how they met in school?
No.
What?
I don't know.
You ever been? Okay, you ever been to Justice Gardens at the spot? You ain't never seen the interpreter on Justice Gardens News Network?
Let's move along.
Anyway, before we move to the next spot, anybody know Beulah Gal from that commercial? I want Beulah Gal. I want to know if she won't wake up my security company.
Nah, you know, she already in it.
Listen, all I need
they ready recruiter.
All I need is Beulah Gal and Mom from the Superwash commercial who put Johnny in the big boy. If I could get Mom from the Superwash commercial who put Johnny in the big boy when he come back from work because he's wake dusty and dirty, right? She had to clean him off. My security company, we got that. The three of us, we could take Rawson Square. Step out of line. Try to get too close to that celebrity.
No, but you need one more person on Shirley Street.
I only need one, though.
Yeah, but you need
one. It got to be the right one.
Yeah.
I'd put Loretta Butler. Loretta Butler China on Shirley Street. My cousin, she got it.
Yeah.
She got it. Y'all be careful. One slap will take you out. One slap. All right. Let's get back to the news. Okay. Good news, positive news, and I say that when I say good news, right, here's what I mean. NJC to recognize group as world famous Valley Boys on the parade. Now,
so that's good news, not controversial news.
It is controversial, but let's look at the space where it's good news, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the people who align with the world famous Valley Boys faction, to go out on Bay and to be able to use the name, right? Because it's the pride of it, right?
It's wonderful, but it's complicated.
I know it's complicated. Absolutely complicated, right? And it's not to slight the other side, right? But I know
that there's a
moment of joy and celebration in that space that they could take that name out to Bay. And that's put the legal issues aside, at the root of it, right, it's the pride of carrying that name to Bay, right? And so, you know, for those people right now, that they have that joy and that pride in their heart.
As they should.
That you could say it without potentially risking penalties.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? And penalizing your...
So that group is no longer a division, right? They're B or C.
No, I think they're both rushing. Both Valley sides are rushing in the A group.
Okay.
See, because I think the thing is, it's like you have to have the legal process carry out, but you don't want to disrupt or disturb the thing while the process is carrying out. So if you could keep it whole... as much as possible until there's a final determination. Right?
Yeah,
We talk about moving at the pace of your own policy. This is slightly different, but could we have prioritized a court? Could we have prioritized court officers, whatever, to speed up this process, to accelerate it as quickly as possible without jeopardizing the rule of law? So that it could be complete by Christmas. We were unable to do that. Producer, we take this phone call. We were unable to do that, right? So we're still trying to keep the thing as whole as possible until there's a ruling. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. Blessings.
You know, with this world famous Wally boy, this Wally boy is the issue, right?
Uh-huh.
Like all them are Wally boys, right?
Yeah.
And they should be proud to be, to promote them to have the name Wally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wally boys. Because, you know, the Saxons had more breakaway from them than them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? And the difference is the Saxons have, the Saxons break away, incorporate other, some members from other groups. So the Wally boys should be proud to know that another Wally boy should come and win Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you understand?
And they want to keep the name. They ain't going to get a different name.
So, you know, so it's come like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got to take their breakup licks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's extended it. So what they crying about the name? I mean, Wally boy, everybody know the music makers are Saxons. You understand? Mm-hmm. Saxons.
Now, which came first? Saxons and the music makers came out of them?
No, not the music makers. I mean, not one family are Saxons.
I got you.
And what's the last group that came in the basic? They Saxons too?
The Warriors.
Not the Warriors. Oh, the other group, the last group. Oh, Lord. There's two Saxons group.
Breakaway. Yeah, man, I got you.
Right, and the Wally has three. The Wally has four.
I got you.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
You have Roots, you have that group who never just reached base. See, they Wally too.
That's a good one.
You understand what I'm saying? So they should be proud to see what they doing for Junkanoo. Why they crying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then Joker, you know, they going so well, and then, you know what I mean? The group people, you have one big group, all them people, and one, what?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Mm.
Now,
right.
Man, look at what a wonderful space you touch on, right? Like,
one more thing with that security thing. Man, we don't need, the defense force should never be policing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
You understand me? That's posse comitatus. That's the Trump thing.
I got you. Not just for this one event. Okay, I got you. No. You make a sound point, Uncle. You make a sound point, right?
Right.
What about for this? Just this one event, though.
For this one event.
Yeah.
Man, we ain't ever had no revolution on Bay Street, no violent revolution on Bay Street. That's the only reason. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
I need to go sit down.
Listen, what you say about the Valley Boys? I love it. You know why? I used to wait for my Grammy. And my Grammy used to fire me every day. She send me home at the end of the day every day. You fired.
Man, they trying to fight the breakup. That breakup and breakup, that's natural.
Yeah.
Stop crying. Man, they want to tear ball and then take their ball home, you know?
I got you. Thank you, eh?
Mm.
Thank you. You better save me some raccoon soup for Christmas, for New Year's, Uncle. So we could row together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my grandma used to fire me every day at the end of the day. And then she'd look at me and say, now, make sure to come to wake on time tomorrow. Right?
Old people, that's what they used to do. For real. They used to get mad. And they used to be so angry. And then 2 hours later, come for dinner.
I don't know.
Because they love you. That is really something that is gone.
Because anger is not the opposite of love, right?
Wow.
Because because I love you, there's mm-hmm. anger. If I didn't love you, there'd be indifference.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be indifference, right? I mean, when they say, listen, if your Grammy make you mad, you could call your Grammy and say, Grammy, you just make me mad sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
But I love you.
Yeah.
Right? And rough them up with love. Some Grammys, a lot of Bahamian women are not the maternal figure we see on television.
What do you mean?
They don't like hugs. They don't like hugs.
What maternal figure? What do you mean by the maternal figure we see on television?
We're growing up watching American TV.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Mothers, they give in hugs. They let the end of the school.
They have a different relationship with their kids. And I think, too, similar to Bahamian fathers, they have a different relationship.
But
it's very different.
There comes a point in time, remember when you were young and they used to force you to hug old people? But listen, now is your time to get them back. Hugs.
I used to be like, who is this?
Hugs and
physical. Oh, I haven't seen you since you was a baby.
That mean we don't know each
just
other?
Like, yeah, right? But you still have to hug them. Ooh.
Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Blessings.
Yeah, from the old people's talk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
My mommy had a saying, sometimes, you know, you have to harden your heart against your own children.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
As much as you love them, you're going to have to tell them no. You tell them, you know, and you got to tear them up, whatever the deal is. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I live it.
Yeah.
We lived it, so we know what that means. Now, with them Valley boys and them Valley girls,
yeah,
them these that just want to carry the name, and, you know, they break up, and these two real ones, the other set, but left them, like they said, I'm them prodigal sons, and with the caller said.
One family?
Yeah.
Them said, but left, they know how to just go away. But this group won't come and take, see, they come with their new name, and then they won't keep the name. But,
you think, you know, I can let my daddy run me? You yeah. think I can let my daddy and my granddaddy them run me? No.
Yeah, but it,
your name is my name.
Yeah, but,
I listen.
But when you want to say, well, you go to make an application to the ministry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get a TIN number, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't take your name.
I mean, technically, some parents don't care, but I agree with you.
Yeah,
I got
my birth certificate and you got yours.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I agree with
right,
you.
Or that's like your serial number. Or your every birth certificate or this and that certificate got numbers to them too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but that's what they said. They want to keep the Valley name because it was only to be the Valley boys, not a way forward. Get your own thing, and I'm going to get your own name.
I agree.
No, man.
I agree.
See, I appreciate your point.
I agree. I can disagree,
but I appreciate the point, okay?
That's a lot. That's very confusing for everyone.
Let me tell you something. I want you to know something. I'm getting ready to change my last name, right?
To what, Blue?
To Green. Listen, to Green Mitchell Gay Boyd Hannah Hasty Tynes.
You still buying a daughter.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like,
don't try none of that.
You could imagine I go married a man and have to throw my name away and take his name.
I did not do it.
I can keep his name. I can take his name, but I can keep my name too. I would not take his name.
Right.
I love that man. I can take everything from him. Uncle, thank you. Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, I will do.
From Dana. Okay.
Yes, sir, I will do. I will do. Here's a text. Hey, Aaron, what do you think about the winner of the two Valley Junkanoo groups keep the name and the loser find another name?
Oh,
I mean, that's competition. No. That's competition. Throw that idea in the air. I like it. Let's see where it lands. Another text. No surprises there. They are a crybaby group. They are a very sensitive group. For a second, I thought you was talking about the spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo, the white people and the whole world, except for the pigs and the Methuselahs. Right? Listen, Crystal, we are just about out of time. Again, if y'all know Beulah Gyal, tell Beulah Gyal, meet me by Superwash, where homegirl can put Johnny in the big boy. Let's start our security training for tomorrow night.
Somebody, love walkie-talkies?
Miss, I's a fish caller, you know.
Oh,
snap!
Okay. You know okay. Well, you could compete with the sound of Junkanoo. Those drums and trumpets be very loud.
Wait till you hear it. Bark up! Bark up! I need bark up! It's going to be a wonderful Christmas out there. You guys, listen, let's be safe. If I could give the Bahamas anything this Christmas, it would be empathy and turn signals. Mm. Empathy and turn signals. Let's give love this year. You guys, have a great day, but more importantly, stay tuned because your guy, C.A. Nuri, is up next with Guardian Radio AM. Have a great day, Bahamas. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. To all my religious people, we will hold space while we take on the cultural celebration. We hold space. The reason for the season, they tell us, is commemoration of the birth of Christ. So hold space for everybody. Empathy and turn signals. You get a turn signal. You get a turn signal. You get a turn signal. Have a great day, Bahamas.